prayer and fasting and breakthroughs. Amen. We'll talk about tonight. Our subject tonight is prayer and breakthroughs and fastings. Amen. Prayer, breakthroughs, and fasting. I want to ask you to turn to Isaiah, the 58th chapter. Isaiah 58, and we got a lot of reading to do. This is Bible study. This is what we do, try to go through here and explain the Word of God best we know how to. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1, and we'll probably read down to 11. Amen. First, we want to talk about prayer a little bit. What we've been doing tonight, prayer is simply communicating with the Lord. Amen. Prayer is simply communication with the Lord. Amen. And prayer is not just going to the Lord with your to-do list and you're just telling the Lord, you need this, you need that, and bless my four and no more. And that's not really just prayer by itself. That's you're making requests, but you want, when you're praying to the Lord, that's communicating and being in relationship. You're interacting with the Lord. Amen. Amen. You're talking to the Lord. I want to talk about breakthroughs. Amen. And fasting. Everybody should be there by now. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1. It says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. And that's what we're doing tonight, is lifting up our voice like a trumpet. And show my people their transgressions, or show my people their sins or shortcomings. In the house of Jacob, their sins. Verse 2 says, yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Amen. In other words, this verse is saying, this nation and even the people of God, we're going to the Lord in our prayers. Amen. And we're seeking God daily, and we're desiring to know his ways, and we're desiring to know, you know, his guidance. And it says, they asked of me ordinance of justice. They take in delight approaching to God. Verse 3 said, wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? In other words, they're saying, Lord, and sometimes we'll find ourselves saying, Lord, I've prayed today. Lord, I've fasted today. Lord, I've read the word today, but I don't see no breakthroughs. I don't see no deliverance in my life. I don't see none of my prayers being answered. And that's what this verse is saying. It says, I'm going to read 2 again. Yet they seek me daily. He's speaking about his people. And we are his people too. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our souls, and thou takest no knowledge? In other words, you don't notice, God, all this, what I'm doing as unto you. But this is the key right here, and this is the reason sometimes we don't see the breakthroughs that we need to see and things. It says, behold, in the day of your fast, if you're fasting and you're fasting and seeking God, and you feel like, well, I'm praying, I'm fasting, I don't see anything happening. It says, behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. And very few people, and I'm saying the people here at the Well Ministry, but very few people, when they fast, they just go on a fast without food, but they don't really, most people don't pray like they need to pray on their fast. They don't, they do everything. All the pleasures, everything they want to do on their fast. So it's not really a fast as unto the Lord. You're just kind of really going without food. And if you don't, it says, wherefore have ye fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our souls, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure You, in other words, you do whatever you want to do on your fast and exact all your labors. You might work from sun up to sundown and come home and do this, that. You do everything what you want to do on the fast, but you don't give God the time that he needs on the fast. Amen. And some people might say, well, how can that be? I have to work. You still can work and give God some of your time. You don't have to get so caught up into what all the other stuff. You do what you have to do. God knows we have to work, but you don't have to interact in a whole lot of vainness on your fast when you're up on that fast. Because you're fasting as unto God, not unto people. So it's a sacred thing. When you're fasting, it's supposed to be sacred between you and the Lord. Amen. If you're texting on your phone from sun up to sundown and your conversation is all on the phone, you're just busy doing this, you're busy watching TV all day, you're not giving God none of your proper time on the fast. So you really, and 9 times out of 10, you continue. The more stuff that you do on the fast that's not spiritual, you're going to get off that fast. You're going to break that fast. You're not going to finish that fast. Because when you're not eating spiritual food, natural food, and you're fasting, you want to feel your spiritual. You should be eating some spirit. That keeps you from breaking your fast if you do spiritual things on your fast. Amen. And we don't, of course, we know we don't go and tell everybody I'm on the fast, I'm fasting, how long I'm fasting. It's nobody's business but between you and the Lord. Amen. And it says, wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? In other words, they're saying, Lord, you don't notice that we're fasting, but Lord, do you notice? And he began to tell you, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure in exact all your labors. And it says, verse 4, ye fast for strife and debate, to smite with the fist of the wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. We just got through talking about that. People don't know, we need to know when you're fasting. It's between you and the Lord. And if you got strife in your heart, you're debatable, you're argumental, you're striving, strife in your heart, and you're trying to fast, that is not the fast God has chosen. And that's why sometimes we don't realize we don't get the breakthroughs that we need, because we don't do our fasting as unto the Lord. It's supposed to be consecrated and as unto God. And even if you're going to work, you fast, you set in motion, you plan a fast, you set a certain time I'm going to fast, and you give that. That's why you make room for that, so you can do less as possible on a fast. Some people do a whole lot on the fast because they're not eating. They'd be glad when the fast is over with, so they fulfill themselves with everything else, but you're not getting that spiritual out of it. Can I get amen? Another amen. And it says, behold, ye fast for strife. If you got strife and envy in your heart and debate and wrong spirit and everything else, amen, you need to get that right so you can have a clean heart and a right spirit so you can get some breakthroughs. All these are pointers that you get breakthroughs. Amen. You got people that's been saved years and years and years, and they what they say, the loudest, the emptiest wagon, the loudest wagon, however it goes, makes the loudest noise. Some people praise the Lord and they're doing everything, and amen, and they're down on the inside, they got a bad attitude and all that, and they need to get some breakthroughs and set free from that. Amen. Amen. And a breakthrough is moving through or beyond an obstacle. That means whatever that is in my way that I can't seem to get through, when I get past that and go past that, that means I got a breakthrough with that. If I'm still at the same thing all the time, then that's like a bondage for me. I can't never get past that. That means I need some breakthroughs in my life, so I need to get breakthrough there. So some things come by fasting and prayer. And you might not, just because you do one fast, that ain't going to be all your deliverance. You might need to do as many as God tell you to do to get the deliverance that you need. Amen. It's not so much so many, how many days a person go, how many, that's between you and the Lord, whatever he put on your heart to do. You just make sure that you're praying on your fast and keeping a right spirit and a right attitude. Some people fast all mean, hateful, and hard to get along with, argument and everything. That's not the fast God has chose. That's what he was saying down here. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of the wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. And it says, is it such a fast that I have chosen a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Would thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? In other words, the Lord is saying, all this outer appearance stuff that people do, nothing wrong with it. If that's what they want to do, spread sackcloth and ashes, and they won't do all this, walk around and make people think they fasting, and I'm fasting today. All this outshow, you have your glory from man. You don't have it from God. Because when you fast, amen, nobody should know about it but you and the Lord, unless you have a husband or something like that, letting him know at this time we want to fast and we will get back together another time. But you supposed to make sure you still keep your spirit right, amen, right frame of the mind and a right attitude, amen, as unto the Lord while you're on the fast. And we're walking around. We're not walking around like we fast. You're walking around like any other day. Comb your hair, brush your teeth. You don't look the worst on your fast. You keep your appearance up. Because way back in the day, I remember the saints a long time ago, they breath. So they just think I'm fasting, so you're supposed to just look like a bum. No. You're supposed to look like nobody's supposed to know you fasting. Amen. But the Lord. Amen. Amen. So you comb your hair, you brush your teeth, keep your appearance up. It's not this the fast. In other words, all this other things that we've read down here before we get to verse 6 are the wrong way to fast. But starting in verse 6, it was the right way. This is the type of fast. Fasting is for a purpose. We don't fast just to be fasting. You don't fast to lose weight. You just go on a diet, you can lose weight. Or do another way. You don't use it going this fast to lose no weight. That's losing weight. You on the diet. If we're fasting, it's fasting. It's going without food for a period of time, and you're going without food as unto the Lord. This is like, Lord, I offer up this sacrifice to you. I need to give you something to work with. And most times, we need to give the Lord something to work with. Amen. We need to really fast. We should at least fast every week. You know, you shouldn't wait a whole month and then go on the fast. You need to fast whether the church called one or not. You need to get in the habit of fasting once or twice a week or whatever. That'll keep your flesh under subjection. To keep you under. Keep you from acting up and your flesh getting all out of control. Yeah. And keep you, and God would enlighten you with more spiritually too. Sometimes we go so far and we just stay there. Go so far in our spirituality, and we just stay there for 12 years, stay in one place in the spirit. When I was at my home church and everything, I was always taught to you just keep moving up and up and moving and reaching all your goal, all the highest God will take you in the spirit. And that's the way the Lord brought me in. That's why he has put me in the position I am now. He started way back then. I didn't just come to church 12 years and sit on the same pews and do the same thing. My spirituality was developing. And when your spirituality began to develop, God got things he want to do with you. He don't save nobody just to sit on the chair. They sit themselves on the chair to do nothing. It's like nothing for nothing leaves nothing. It's like children, they don't do their homework. Children don't listen to the teacher. Some of them flunk the class. They just be in the same class for 12 years. You can be in a church to be in the same city for 12 years and never grow. Amen. Yes, you can. You can be saved almost a half of a century, so to speak, decades, and have no spiritual growth. But was that the way God wanted to be? No. That was because you didn't apply yourself. You didn't reach out to God the way you need to reach out to God to get what you need. Because when you become complacent and do not grow in God, you become frustrated. You begin to say, well, they're having more fun out there in the world than over here. Because why you came in and you was in kindergarten and you didn't come out of kindergarten and you still was in kindergarten. You have to grow. You have to move on in different steps in the Lord. And that comes through the Spirit. That comes through seeking God. To keep your interest in the things of God. Verse 6 says, is not this the fast that I have chosen? And this is what he said. This is the fast that I've chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness. You can loose the band of wickedness in your life or in somebody else's life. Wickedness, bands is like bondage. Loose that bondage. Them things that got you tied up. That's bondage. That's bands. Like something. Yeah, you put a band around somebody, a band around anything. A rubber band. You get a stack of paper, put a rubber band around. You bind it. You holding that together. So that's like a bondage. To loose the band, Lord said, this is why I'm calling a fast. I'm wanting you to fast because as you seek me, I'm going to loose the bands of wickedness. I'm going to loose the bands in your life, the bondages in your life, the things that you can't seem to get through in your life. I'm going to set you free from that. And God can speak one word to you or one word to me that would change your whole life. And you'll be struggling with something for years and centuries. And he can speak one word. In other words, while you're seeking God in the fast, you'll say, oh, I wish I would have knew that long time. One word that would advance you. A breakthrough is like advance. Like I done broke through. I done got ahead. I done got past the obstacle. Now all these things come to us. Not fasting is just not like just fast because the pastor say fast because that's what we do. Fasting has an important purpose. That's why it's supposed to be sacred as unto the God, unto the Lord. Amen. Some people say, well, I fast today. I'm going to see the mountains and everything move today. Now, you're not going to see all that in one day. I tell you that because you don't know that. No, you won't see that. It'll happen while you don't even think it's happening. And before you know it, you find yourself, well, I don't go this way no more. I don't do that no more. I don't know when it happened, but I've got a breakthrough. And when you begin to see breakthroughs, then you was like, you begin to like, I'm fasting some more. Yes, amen. Amen. All right, it says, is not this the fast that I have chosen to loose the band of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens? And we all have heavy burdens sometimes. We're heavy laden, heavy burden, heavy laden. And we're burdened down by situations in our own life. We're burdened down by situations in other people's life. Our loved ones are different ones. We're burdened. You can actually be burdened down if you allow yourself to be burdened down and shackled down. Amen. I try to, with God's help, even when the devil comes and try to fight you with different things, I try to cast my cares to the Lord as soon as I can. I don't like to be burdened down. Be burdened down to you, but to be burdened down it means that I'm carrying loads. I'm carrying heavy weights on me. I'm oppressed. I'm discouraged. I'm distressed. And some people live their whole life like that. God don't want us to walk around in sorrow and depression and got heavy loads on our back all the time. That's not the way God wants us to walk. But if you have some people end up having spirit like that, they live like that so long, they actually just live under that type of oppression. If you live under oppression like that, you always down in the dumps, you always got your head down, then you need to get on the fast. You need to ask God to give you a fast so you can go free. Amen. Because this is what fasting is for, to loose the band of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free. When you're oppressed, that means you got stuff all up on you that has pressed you down to the ground. In your mind, you are discouraged. You depressed. You live in discouragement. You live in depression. Something always weighing down on you. That's what the fast is for. Amen. And we understand what fasting, how much it will bring you breakthroughs, and how much you will feel better. We will do more of it. Amen. To let the oppressed go free and that you break every yoke. In other words, that you be set free from every bondage. A yoke is a bondage. God come to set the captive free. Verse 7 said, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, thou cover him. In other words, he's just saying you don't just go out in the street and just get people for this. But if it's in your power, you know someone. Now, you don't just go hunt for them. If that God put them across your path, amen, and they have need of something, amen, if God put on your heart to do something for them, that's what you do because you got the mind of Christ. You're not thinking about yourself. Most people think about themselves. 24-24. They think about themselves so much, they don't even come up from air to think about somebody else might have need. Amen? Amen. Why you think you're so shackled down, I got so much burden, you don't know what this next person over here is dealing with because you ain't just because they ain't talking about it, you don't know what they're dealing with. It says, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou covers him, and thou shalt not hide thyself from thy own flesh. And simply, if we don't watch it, we'll hide ourselves from our own flesh when the word's being preached. When that's not me, that's for this person, that's for that person, if that's not me, or the Lord show you something about yourself, you in denial of it, that's not me. You can't get no breakthroughs that way. If God tell you you are so mean and hateful and hard to get along with, or you got a bad disposition, a bad attitude, you better listen to the Lord. Amen. And pull it together. Because that's a warning. After a while, that's going to get really ugly. Amen? You can't act like it's not there. Amen? All right. It says, in the last part of the seventh verse, and that thou hide not thyself from thyself. Because when God, when we go on the fasting and praying and stuff, God is going to show you a lot of things about you. If you go on the right type of fast, you ain't doing all that playing and stuff on your fast. You really serious in God. Little bit by little bit, he's going to show you some things about you. He's not going to show you things about other people. It's going to be about you first. Amen. Amen. And verse 8 said, then shall thou, it's in other words, the Lord is saying, if you fast this fast that I've chosen this way, in verse 8 he said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. That means that the dark areas in your life, the things that you don't understand, the things you don't have clarity about, amen, they're going to begin to open up and help you, going to be able to understand clarity. So you see how much impact fasting has on, amen, we do it, and that's how you get your breakthroughs. Remember, the breakthrough is moving forward beyond. So if it's a roadblock in your way, whatever the roadblock may be, and you can't seem to get past that, amen, turn your plate over, start fasting. After a while, you got to move that out the way. And if he needs you to do something, he'll show you what to do to help get that. You know, sometimes God put, the Lord put thoughts in our heart and mind and show us how to pray. We be thinking like, I just thought I prayed about that, but it actually was God put in your mind, show you how to pray about something. He'll use you to help bring your own deliverance. You yield it to him, he'll just have you show you just what to do. Amen. You know, I had a situation that happened to me today. My car, it was acting up yesterday, and it was one light came on, another light came on, and when I got through finding out what was going on, I was thinking like, boy, I better hurry up and get home before my car just stop in the middle of the street or anything, because it was my, found out later, it was my alternator. And the alternator, when that goes, it can stop anywhere, anytime. You could be in the middle of the street, anything. And I had a lot of other things that I had to take care of this morning. I had phone calls, the business phone calls that I had to take, be there for. And I was trying to get there. I didn't know which way to go, where to take my car. I went one place. I kept missing one place. I went past it several times. I'm out in the traffic and people blowing and everything. I had a lot going on this morning. Amen. But I'm so glad that God was, I didn't leave out the house without saying something for the Lord. I didn't have a whole lot of time to pray, but I have a prayer life. So when you have a prayer life, you don't have to, amen. If you're in a hurry, you ain't got to sit down there and pray 12 hours down on the, that's for people that don't pray at all. You already got some prayer going, amen. I said, Lord, I got to get out of here. And Lord, go before me. Don't let these people, amen, take advantage of me as being a woman. I need to get this car looked at. And I pray that my car start before I get out of the house. Because yesterday, I didn't know the way it was acting, if it even start this morning. I said, Lord, I need my transportation. I just ask you to direct me. Don't let nobody take advantage of me. And I found out two prices, and they were very high. Well, this one, when I took it to AutoZone yesterday, they did a diagnostic check and they told me what was wrong with it, and I remember it came back to me that the man was telling me what was going wrong with it. He told me there's a place over here not far from where I live. He said they do a good job over there. You ought to take it over there. And that was about the last third thing I called my son. Was kind of interacting with him because I didn't really have the money. I had some of the money, but I didn't have all of it. And the other place was asking for so much. And I'm just saying all this to say, the Lord will just direct you. He was directing me through all that I was going through, and he directed me right to that place. And when I got there, they was about the cheapest place, and it wasn't far from home, and he just set everything up in order. Amen. When I was driving the car all the time, but when I got on that lot, that car wouldn't start. My car was gone. I went out. Somebody said, well, what happened? Well, the Lord was driving that car for me till I got where I need to go. He didn't let me conk out in the middle of the street or none of that. It conked out at the right place. When I texted my son, I told him, he said, wow. I said, it's right there at the place. And supposedly that's what God wanted to be. And then the lady was so nice. When I went in there, it wasn't the best place you would want to go for us to sitting in there, because the smoke in there was just so horrible. You know, some people smoke so heavy that it's all in the walls. It's all, you know, you stand there 5 minutes, you feel like your whole, you just lit up. And as I was talking to the man, it seemed like I was trying to catch my breath. That's how strong it was in there. She said, well, you're gonna leave your car. You have anybody come get you? I said, no. And I sit down. I looked around. You know, I always watch my smile. I sit down. I'm going like, I really don't want to sit on that. I don't want to sit. And then they got a big old cat this big on top of the thing. And I'm going like, whoo. I'm thinking like, oh Lord. And I sit on the edge. And I sit down. I thought to myself, it ain't gonna work, cause this smoke about to kill me. I'm like, this ain't gonna work. I mean, it wasn't like they weren't even smoking, but it was so thick in there. I was. It was affecting my breathing. It looked like I don't have breathing problem. And I said, I can't stand here for 5 minutes. I'm talking about, I don't know how long I'm gonna be in there. And I asked, the lady went to do something. She came back, and I got up and went to that door. I said, ooh, I gotta get some air. I thought to myself, ma'am, do you have a chair? I said, I can sit outside. I said, I can't sit in there. Because I didn't know really how long they would take it there. She said, where do you live at? And I said, she said, I'll take you home. I said, thank you, Jesus. I thought to myself, thank you, Lord. And it was a good thing anyway, because it was about 5 hours or so before I got my car back. I just got my car a little back before I came to church. But I'm just saying, God will direct you. He will direct your path. And he would put everything in the right place. Amen. When he's directing you, amen, he'll direct your path. And that comes from keeping contact with the Lord. That comes with keeping not sometime up or sometime down. I'm going to talk to him today. I'm going to talk to him three more days. And I'm keeping a consistent contact with the Lord. I was just thinking all the stuff that's been happening to me. You know, God, I was telling the Lord, I said, Lord, you're so sweet. I said, you take care of me so very well. You know, this had problems with my electric problems in the house. Had problems with this. Had problems, some serious things going on. And the Lord intervened and undertake. He would do that if you keep your end of the world. But we sometimes we won't watch it. We serve God like we do people. We'll be all right with them some days. Some days, we all right. And some days we not all right. And we got a mixed personality change, and 1 minute we all right, and we don't watch it, we will serve God the same way, and you will get the same those results. You'll get a flow of good results if you serve God the way he wants to be served. Can God depend on you? God got to be able to depend on you on a good day or a bad day. Can I get amen? Because you're having a bad day, that don't mean you can't be God. I don't have to do nothing for the Lord today. He may need you to speak a word to somebody. Amen. Can you do it? No, if you're thinking about yourself and you in another frame of mind, no, you can't do it. Amen. God will, that comes from having a prayer life and you keeping breakthroughs in your life. You keep breakthroughs in your life, you can always help somebody else. You don't keep breakthroughs in your life, you can't help nobody else. You in bondage. You need to be free. Amen. So it says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy help shall spring forth speedily. It takes work. The Bible said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. When God save us, we don't, it's nothing we done to be saved. He died on the cross for our sins, and it's a gift. The Holy Ghost is a gift, and he has saved us. But you have to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, you want to stay saved, you got to keep the maintenance up. That's really what it's saying. You can't, I just got saved one day, shama, 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 got the Holy Ghost. Well, you don't keep yourself built up in the Lord. You don't keep in this word and stuff. Amen. You are not going to be strong like you need to be strong. And you keep on, you know, not doing any, no maintenance at all, you might not even be saved. Amen. You have to work out your salvation just like you work with everything else. Sometimes we feel like everything else is so important, but the salvation part, that ain't so important. God knows, God understands, and that's why some people struggle more than others. You got some people struggle with a lot of things more than others because they're not surrendering their will to the Lord like they need to surrender. You surrender your all and all to the Lord. You tell the Lord about my good days and my bad days, my ups and my downs. Lord, I got issues, I got problems, and amen, like David said, created me a clean heart and a right spirit. You know, David was a man after God's own heart. He had issues and stuff, but he always was so humble to the Lord, asking God for help. Amen. Amen. So you can keep your breakthroughs. It's just like the thief that was on the cross. Two thieves on the cross. One, amen, said, if you be the Son of God, you know, get us down from here. In other words, the other one didn't have an attitude like that. He said, Lord, in other words, he knew he was wrong. He knew he was a thief. He know that Jesus didn't need to be in his place, but he knew it. He's like, "But would you remember me? You know, I want to be." He cried out for salvation. Who was help? The one that cried out for salvation, though he was a thief like the other one. But because he asked for help and he submitted his will, he got help. The other one didn't make it. The other one didn't get no deliverance. He went to hell. He didn't get no deliverance. He didn't ask for help. He was getting smart. If anything, if you can save others, save yourself. Amen. You got to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. You got to ask him for your help. You got to realize that you need his help. Amen. If you don't realize you need his help, you will not ask him for help. Amen. And you will not be helped. Amen. Amen. So talking about prayer, breakthroughs, and fasting. Because you can't get a breakthrough without fasting. You got to add some fasting to that. Amen. Praying, praying, praying. You almost hear yourself tired of praying the same prayer. Especially if you've been praying for decades, you get tired of hearing yourself pray the same thing. I prayed different things. I talked to you about that. Lord, change my prayer. Amen. Yeah. Because you can pray yourself out of faith and pray yourself to discouragement. Have you ever prayed and 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 just did all the talking, amen, to the Lord, and you don't know what God said to you, and you got up and you was thinking like, I just prayed, but I'm so discouraged. Because you ain't getting no breakthroughs. Am I helping anybody tonight? Amen. No breakthroughs. You get a breakthrough, even before it happened, you know something. God has did something in your soul. You don't know what the change was, but you just feel like there is a change. Something is going to be different. Amen. Amen. When you really get through to the Lord. And we go down and pray to the Lord and talk to the Lord. And we talk all about what we're going through. We talk about what everybody else is going through. We do all this talking. And that's fine. But you need to make sure God's communing back. His spirit is communing back with you. If you feeling his presence. You feeling God dealing with you before you get up. When God's presence comes upon you, and you can feel that there's something, you feel the presence of the Lord, you feel, you know, God, amen, is somewhere, he's down there with you in prayer, you have a feeling that everything is going to be all right, then you're looking for expectation. But if you're down there just doing all the talking, you don't feel no spirit, you don't feel like even God's even listening, you need to keep pressing through till you feel the Lord. And you feel all right in your spirit. You feel different than you did when you first got down there. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Feel different. Amen. Our prayer language need to change over so many years. I mean, we've been praying the same thing. Somebody shama shama. Somebody say, what's shama shama? They ain't. What's shama shama? Anybody can say that? Do that? Somebody been saying shama shama for years. Amen. We need to keep praying and to let God, and if you really keep reaching out to the Lord, and if you've been saved for a while, you ought to have heard yourself speak in tongues and your prayer language change. To me, that's the advancement. That's moving on. Amen. And, you know, so this talking, we're talking about Still talking about the same thing, prayers, breakthroughs, and fasting. It said, then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Well, I'm going to go back to verse 8. It said, then shall thy breakthrough, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and the health spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. In other words, you're going to get that your situation is going to have some enlightenment. You're going to understand some things. You're going to get clarity about what's going on. And even if you, amen, you got sickness and diseases and stuff, amen, I believe that majority of people that have real sick issues and stuff, I believe part of it comes from your soul. I believe that's soul rooted. I believe that if the more we can stay close to God the way we need to stay close to God, I believe that we'll stay more healthier. Amen. I just believe that. Because the Lord said, above all things, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper. So he wouldn't say that if he didn't mean that. Amen. But it said, I wish above all things that you may prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper. So if your soul is prospering, God expect your health to prosper. Saying he's not going to do a magic wand. If you off track, and he can get you on track and have you to do what you need to do, and he's going to do what you cannot do. I believe that. Amen. Amen. I believe that we can do it that way, or we can just be dealing with stuff. All right. And it says, verse 9, then shall I call, and the Lord shall answer. In other words, somebody said, well, I've been calling the Lord all the time. Why he ain't been answering? Maybe some roadblocks in the way why he hasn't answered. Maybe you hadn't got your breakthrough like you need to, why you don't have your answer. But he said, then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. He going to be like right there. In other words, it's like all the time I've been crying. Some people cry out to the Lord like God is trillions of miles away. They don't really feel like he's there near him. You don't have to raise your hand, but some of you, do you really believe that God is right there with you when you talk to him? You need to believe that God is right there with you when you talk to him. Amen. If you think he's somewhere in the sweet by and by, that's not faith. And it's impossible to please him without faith. Because he that come to God must believe that he is, and then must believe that he's the reward of them that diligently seek him. So if you think he's trillions of miles away, you don't think he hears your prayer and everything, then that's your answer right there, why you don't get what you need. Because it's impossible to please him without faith. Some people say, well, he'll do it for them, but will he do it for me? You got to feel like if I serve him, if he do it for you, he's going to do it for me. Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. And that's your call, and the Lord shall answer. That's your cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and that's something else we need to do. We need to quit being so up on ourselves, because even in the churches today, it's not the pastor's job to go get people and bring them to church and witness to people. The pastor's there to feed the people. The saints are supposed to bring souls. They're supposed to be, but we're so caught up in our own world, we don't even, when you really think about it, let's think about it. I'm not going to ask somebody to raise their hand. When was the last time you witnessed to somebody? That's what I'm talking about. When the last time you talked to somebody about the Lord? When the last time you invited somebody to church? Most time we just think about ourselves. And you are limited when you think about yourself all the time. God can't really use you fluently because you're going to always be thinking about yourself. He's going to use people that have a heart and concern about other people than more than they self. Amen. Amen. You will be limited. You will always be limited when you think about you. It says, then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, God wants you to be able to help somebody else and satisfy the afflicted soul. Then shall thou write. The Lord saying, if you're doing all these things, then your light is going to rise. In other words, a lot of times we think, I need something from the Lord. I need a word from the Lord. And you're not getting nothing that you need, because all you do is need. All you is thinking about yourself. nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You just like the one that had the five, the ten talents that God had given. And some did something with their talent, and the other ones hid their talent. When you hide your candle up underneath the bushel, you got Jesus. That's you and Jesus. And I don't want nobody to know that I'm saved. I don't want nobody to be talking about saved. You know, I'm embarrassed and all that kind of stuff. I don't want to talk about the Lord. Then you are in your own little corner. But if you letting somebody else, your light shine, and you're helping, reaching out to help somebody else, then God could add more to you. Amen. But you all snuffed up to yourself. You don't even want nobody to even know you saved. Now, if you got a mind like that, you don't want to even nobody know you saved, then you need to be delivered. Maybe you are not saved.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you. Maybe you are not saved. Because he said, if you be ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you.
Amen.
Amen. You sit there and hide your candle underneath the bushel, and nobody knows nothing. You don't have to walk around telling nobody, preaching the gospel, having the Bible in your hand. But to somebody ought to know that you're saved. They ought to come to you and say, it's something about you. You know, I just see God on you. They ought to see that. They'll never see that. Something wrong with that picture. Amen. And say, if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, when darkness, in other words, and that darkness shall be as a new light. God said, if you draw out to help other people instead of thinking about yourself, because I believe if you help other people, it gets your mind off of you. Can I get an amen? And that's why we get stuck, because we sitting monitoring video our own situation all day long. All during the week. And then we say, nobody knows what I'm going through. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Maybe if you see God, you won't see so much. Because we all got things we can see. We can sit there, oh me, oh my, nobody loves me. Nobody, you know, come and talk to me. And I'm just going through so much. Because if you would talk to the Lord would touch somebody else's heart and help you with your problem while you helping somebody else, but you're stuck on you.
Amen.
I'd rather for the Lord to lead somebody to talk to me. I don't want to have to talk to you because you'd come to me because you know that I'm going through something. I want somebody. That encourages me when I know I ain't talked to you and God didn't use somebody. You to say something to me, I feel really honored and blessed by God. Because that let me know, he said, seek me in secretly, I will reward you openly. Amen? Then it say, and the Lord shall guide thee continually, set and satisfy thy soul and draw and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a water garden and like a spring of water whose water fails not. God said, if you do these things, you're going to be strong in the Lord. You're going to be like a water garden. In other words, you're going to be just healthy, so to speak, spiritually. And I believe spiritually health spreads over to natural health. Amen. Amen. We're done. Somebody give God a great big hand of praise. Amen. We thank the Lord. We went over somewhat, but just thanking the Lord. Just trying to get all that out. Speaking about prayer. And breakthroughs and fasting. There's a lot of places where they have services. And I'm not saying everywhere, but